I guess I've just been thinking about how good God is and wanting to encourage you to give your life to the Lord. I get challenged like you do. Why do the right thing or the tempting thing or the laying back thing? I mean, I'm just like you are. I'm just trying to tell you, He's worth serving. He's a faithful God. Are y'all hearing me? I hope I've been getting that clear to you. Yeah, but what about when trouble comes? He's really good then. Amen? You press in when you're hurting. That's when you can see better than you ever saw. You can see the Lord clearer than you ever could. Follow Him. He's a great God. One other thing I'll say. Not only have we paid, you just, hey, get a bill, pay it. Praise the Lord. But I told the guys this morning in the truck, I said, before we ever got in the truck, all the workers are showing up. All the workers are showing up. Here Larry's doing all he's doing with some volunteers today with the cooking and all that. So here's Gene pulling the trailer in. Did you know I didn't call Gene and ask Gene to pull the trailer? That must have been Larry or somebody else did that. I didn't call one worker this week. As the pastor of this church, I didn't call, hey, can you be there and can you be there? And we need so-and-so here and can you be there and can you? What am I saying? Not only every bill paid, but God has provided us workers, servants, people that want to serve the Lord. Amen? Is He a good God or what? Praise the Lord. I don't have to call and say, hey, Karen, do you think you can get up today and come play the piano? Say, hey, you hear me? I have to call Edna and say, Edna, are you ready? Hey, Edna, can you come hug some Nicks today? Y'all hear me? Am I going crazy? It's things I ought to praise the Lord for more is what I'm telling you. He's a great God. Amen? You hear it? Yeah, praise the Lord with me. I'm going to get off this here in a second. Now, if you think right, you'll start thinking that way too in your life. Amen? God's a good God. He's worth serving. Let's go to the message this morning in a little series called Real Life. We all could use some help. Let's look at this man. The man who we've been studying, we started last week, was the man named Saul. Say Saul. Not Old Testament Saul, New Testament Saul. Okay? Not King Saul, but Pharisee Saul. The leader of the Jews. Remember him? We talked about him last week. Okay? Now, today's message. We saw him do something last week. We saw this killer of Christians. Going to Damascus. We see Damascus in the news right now. Syria. War in Syria. Okay? He had letters from the synagogue. He was going to Damascus to arrest Christians. Is that what the Bible says? And he just had, Stephen was just killed. Hit the close of Stephen, the great preacher, the great man of God. He was just killed. We saw that last week. And his clothes were laid at Saul's feet. So now he's got letters to go and haul them back or kill them. Right? Say. But on his road trip, that's what we called it, there was a blinding light from heaven that hit him to the ground. And Jesus said to him, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks or against the sharp sticks, isn't it? Why have you persecuted me? And I love that. When you and I face persecution, He's facing it with us. Amen? Say, why in the world would you not give your life to a God like that? So this is that man. And Jesus spoke to him, blinded him. Matter of fact, he said, what will you have me to do? You remember what he said? Lord. L-O-R-D. Say Lord with me. Lord. One more time. Lord. One more time. Lord. That's who Jesus is. Ain't you good buddy? You understand? Yes or no? He is a friend that sits closer than a brother. But He's our Lord. Amen. What He says, we do. That's what the Word teaches. That's what we should do. Why wouldn't you do that for a God? For a God like Him. Amen? So, let's keep looking. So, we saw that he got up and God gave him some instructions. Here we go. Acts 9:6. And he trembling and astonishing said, say it with me, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. So he was going with letters to persecute, to arrest, to kill. Now he's still going, but he's different. He's seen the Lord. He's had an encounter with Jesus. He's called Jesus Lord, and that's what you need to do. That's the starting place right there. I call you Lord. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the starting place right there. Okay? If thou shalt confess with your mouth, the Bible says, the what? Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be what? Saved. That's the starting place. He started right there. Boom. That's where you start. That's where I started. Amen? Right there. So He called Him Lord. What shall I do, Lord? Well, you go to a city. I'm going to tell you what you're going to need to do once you get to town. Because these letters you got ain't flying no more. Amen. Say. You got you some new letters. Matter of fact, that you're going to be writing. Matter of fact, we have 13 of them in the New Testament that he wrote. Amen. Come on. That's how God can change your life. So Saul did a what? He did a 180. Going this way as a man. Now he's going as a different person. Same town. Going the same place. Different fellow. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, say it with me. He's a what? All things are what? Behold, all things are become what? New! Yeah, but I'm used to doing this. Well, you're not your own anymore. Come on. You've been bought with a price. You glorify God. You know what? Nothing I traded in. Nothing I traded in. Do I look back now and go, oh man, it's just been such a, you know, so sad to serve Jesus. You know, I wish I hadn't have done this for Jesus. I wish I hadn't had to give this up. Are you kidding me? Say, when I'm in my right mind, anything He says is so much better than anything I did. Y'all listening or not? In my right mind. What is a 180? It's turning and going in a completely different direction. That's what He did. That's one, just in case you don't know. Amen. Going this way. Amen. Flipping around on that board. It's like this right here. It's doing this. Uh-oh. Going back that way. Amen. Y'all listening. Have I lost you? Come on. There it is. There it is. Jesus says, look at me. Come on. Follow me. Make me the Lord of your life. Don't go this way. Follow me. Don't. How many try to go the other way sometimes? He's the Lord. You follow me. Remember this. Every bill paid. Amen. Say, come on. Not having to get on the phone to call. You follow me, Gary. I got a good path for you, son. I can get you through all kinds of mess. You follow me. That's His plan for your life. Amen. You listening? Say, that's the plan. Okay? I was going this way. Now I'm going that way. Amen. Let's do that again. Can we do that, Rod? I was going this way. And now I'm going His way. Can we do it one more time? I was going this way, and now I'm going. Why not renew your commitment to Christ today? Why not renew your commitment to Christ today on Renewal Sunday? Whatever it is that comes to your mind that you're thinking, that you're doing, that you're living, that you're saying, why don't you say, I'm done with that today. On 9/8/2013, I'm doing a 180. Amen? I'm doing a 180. Yeah, but you don't understand. No, I don't understand why you don't want to follow the Lord. His way is to life everlasting. You hear me? You're going to see Him one day. It'd be good to know Him when you see Him. Why don't you get to know Him down here a little bit? Amen? Say, you who? You Jesus. I didn't know you. How about if you try to get to know Him down here? Amen? Say, follow Him, man. A 180 is not a 360. Say that with me. A 180 is not a what? A 180 ain't like, well, I'm going to turn my life over to Jesus. And then you back to your same stinking sorry life. That is not following Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? A 180 ain't a what? You don't need to turn your life around, just get back to you. That's a problem to begin with. We've all sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. We need help, don't we? Come on! A 360 is turning all the way back around, and when you get done, you're back where you started. That's no good. No! I turn to Jesus, and then back to myself. Are you kidding me? That doesn't make good sense. No! Not at all. Keep going. Here we go. What are we talking about? Was Saul still going to Damascus?
Oh, yeah.
Was he going the same man? Oh, no. Was he going against Jesus now? Or was he going with Jesus? See the difference? You and I are going to still be the same human being, but we're going to have the Lord in our life. Greater is he that's in who? Me than he that's in the who? The world. I can do all things through Christ who what? See, I got a fighting chance now. See, I'm not my own anymore. Not on my own anymore. See? I don't need that Jesus. I can worship Jesus at the beach. I can go hum, do whatever. I'm telling you something, you need the Lord, guys. Are you hearing me? You need him in you. You need his word. You need to know this. It's incredible. Saul wasn't back where he was starting. He was going a completely different direction. We're rolling. His 180 was from his what? Head to his what? So many, they do a 360 because it's just right here in the head. Oh, I'm a follower of Jesus. And yeah, it's right there. And that's why you just do this right back. You come back to your same crazy self. This transformation needs to take place from your head to your what? What is the heart? The heart is the seat of your emotions. The heart is, I put my hand down here because I say that, because it's the place where you feel something in what? In your gut. You understand? When you get sick emotionally, somebody hurts you, you have stress in your life, so often it will hit you where? In your what? In your stomach. I need Jesus. I don't just need him thinking about him. I'm a Bible study. I go to Bible study. I know this. I need Jesus in my life. Amen? Say. I need him down here where it matters. Okay? So that's what Saul had. It was from his head to his what? To his heart. And he was completely changed. I turn to Jesus. Yes. I turn to Jesus. Okay? Calling Jesus Lord was the what? Say it with me. Before he'd called him a fraud. Before he persecuted people of the way. He was a liar. He was not the Messiah. That's why, guys, you got to lose. You might not like me for saying this. I don't care. But you got to lose the idea that, well, all these religions, you know, they believe this, and it's not really, you know, what religion are you, or any of that. It's that you just believe in God. It's calling Jesus Lord. Did you hear me or not? Whether you believe that or not, and it doesn't bother me if you don't, but I seriously doubt you'll ever see God one day. Okay? With that kind of thing, denying his son Jesus that he is Lord, it's going to cause you a heap of trouble. Are y'all listening or not? I don't care what you were taught. You were not taught the Bible. Is that right, Pastor? Say. He's given his life 45 years, written many books on the Word of God. Are we to call Jesus Lord? Are all other ways a dead end, preacher? Flat out. Now you got two of us to get mad at. Thank you. Come on! Jesus, that Paul called him Lord. Instead of persecuting people of the way, now he was a what? A person of the what? Way himself. He did a 180. Boy, that little road trip has been good for this man, hasn't it? Come on. We're going to follow him a little bit. Saul's 180. He obeyed the command of Jesus. Let's look at it. What's a 180 and how do we do it? He obeyed the command of Jesus. So he said, you're going to go down into a city and you're going to be told. So Saul arose from the earth. And when he opened his eyes, he saw what? No man. It means he was blind as a bat. And they led him by the what? And they brought him into that city, we said, what? Damascus, Syria. And he was there 3 days without sight. And he didn't eat or drink. How many of you think if you go on to kill some Christians and things like that, you some letters and a light shines from heaven, knocks you down on the earth, Jesus talking to you, you might not eat either. Now there's an interlude. Something else is happening. While this is happening to Saul, he's on his trip now being led by the hand. Trip might slow down a little bit. Okay? Well, God's working somewhere else. We call it the interlude. Man's view of Saul if you were a man of God at that time and you knew Saul, you think you might be scared of him? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, a Christian man. His name was Ananias. And to him, the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am. What did he call him? Lord. That's what you need to call him. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called what? I always loved that name, Straight Street. That's the street you need to live on. Amen, I need to live on. And so the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called who? Come on now, don't lose me now. This is where it's going to get funny. And call for one man named who? Of Tarsus, so we know which one he is. Not just any old Saul, this is the Saul of Tarsus, it's the Saul. For behold, he's praying. And has seen in a vision named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his what? His sight. Then Ananias answered the Lord. And he said, now I heard by many of this man. This man who? Saul. How much what? He's done to the what? At Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest, letters, to bind all that call on your name. How would you feel? Scared. You're right. He's done much evil to the saints. Who are you talking about, Jesus? What are you saying? He has the authority to do a lot more evil. Okay? What are you talking about? Keep looking. But he's on that same road, but and he's going to the same city, but now he's a totally different man, Ananias. He's done a 180. That's a lesson for us in life. I mean, sometimes we've known people that were really bad and they get saved, and we have a hard time somebody accepting people sometimes. Especially if the guy gonna kill you. Amen? Say. Amen. His position on Jesus had changed. So he's not the same man. He's not a persecutor of the way. Now he's a person of the way. To him, Jesus is no longer a fraud, but he's Messiah. He's Lord. He's the risen Savior. He's absolute truth. He's his Lord. He did a 180, Ananias. Jesus' view of Saul. So man's view of Saul was, I'm scared of him. Is that right? Yes or no? Let's look at Jesus' view of Saul. But the Lord said unto him, go your way. For he, Saul, is a what? A chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. Look at this verse. We don't like these kind of verses in the Bible. For I'll show him how great things he must what? Suffer for my name's sake. Is that in the Bible or did I just make that up? Our Lord suffered. Why shouldn't we suffer, guys? Say. That's why we do a 360. We do us a 180, but it gets a little tough, and all of a sudden we do us a 360. Amen? He's going to suffer. So Jesus' view of Saul is that he's a chosen vessel. His view said that he's going to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings and the children of Israel. His view of Saul is he's going to suffer great things for my name. That's who Jesus saw his new follower as. Amen? Man's view when looking through Jesus' view. Say that with me. Man's view when looking through... Don't go sleep on me now. Help me now. Okay. Was Ananias scared of him? Did Jesus have a different view of Saul than Ananias did? Yes. So that means Ananias needs to look at Saul like Jesus looks at him. And Ananias went his way. And he entered into the house where Saul was, and putting his hands on him, said these words. Say it with me. Brother, wow. Can you imagine such a thing? The man had just had Stephen killed. all other kind of people he had killed, persecuted, had locked up. And the man puts his hands on him and says what to him? Brother, what? Wow. The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to you in the way as you came, has sent me that you might receive your what? And I love this part. And be filled with who? The Holy Ghost. You're going to see what I have. God living on the inside of me. Walking with me. Amen? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, say it with me. I will fear no what? For Thou art with me. Amen? Come on. He reached with his hand and touched Saul, a killer of Christians. Can you imagine such a thing? Guys, I mean, this is insane, isn't it? He called him what? This is a real strong message to us today here at Fellowship Church. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we do it here. I hope we don't do it. But people come in, might look a little different than us, and we just have a hard time. Why? Did he kill your mama? Say, did he kill your children? Why are we like that? Here's a man who can put his hands on somebody that actually killed people he loved. We can't put our hands on somebody and speak to somebody who just might have an earring or look a little different from us or be bald. Amen? Whatever it might be, or talk a little funny, say. Amen? Come on, church. He prayed for his what? Healing and also his filling of the Holy Spirit. Wow. This is a great story, isn't it? A man's... You know, and Paul's 180 was following Jesus, but Ananias had something to do with his 180 too. And guys, we have something to do with other people's turnaround, and that's to love on them. Amen? To love, to love, to love, to love. And not leave them when they got some problems. Amen? Say, come on. Praise the Lord. Saul's 180. He obeyed the command of Jesus. We had an interlude. He identified himself publicly with Jesus through what? Look at it. And immediately, there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his what? And he arose and was what? Was Saul religious before? Yes, he was. Yeah, he was religious. Remember how religious he was? He was religious, 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 religious. Okay. But was he a follower of Jesus Christ? No. You could have been religious, guys. Listen to me. You could have been religious. You could have been brought up in church. You could have been whatever you get when you little and this. But if you haven't been truly saved, friend, listen. You need A, be saved. B, after you get saved, you need to be what? Baptized. Well, where's that in the Bible? It's all in the Bible. We just came across it again. Amen? So though he was religious, though he knew the Bible a whole lot better than you and me know it, he followed Jesus. He did a 180, and immediately he was what? Baptized. So if you're a follower of Christ, I think immediately means you should get baptized tonight. How about that? Come on. Number three, he committed himself to learning about Jesus from the who? From the disciples, from the people he was going to kill. Look at this. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the who? Which were at Damascus. I mean, I bet Ananias had some talking to do to these rascals. Oh, somebody's coming to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? All right, that's before the movie came out. Guess who's coming to dinner? This was the first one. Amen? Come on. Number four, he proclaimed Jesus to be the who? Where'd he do it? In the synagogues. That's insane. That's the same place that he got the letters, you know, from the chief priests, from the synagogues and all that. You remember? He was going to arrest all these people. Now he's going into their synagogues and he ain't here to arrest. No. I'm here to tell you about this Jesus. What a nutty story. Amen? And straightway he preached Christ in the what? That he's the who? Son of God. Son of God. Son of God. That'll help you with other religions. Was Muhammad the Son of God? Somebody tell me. Can we say it real loud? No. No! Why should I follow him? Ain't. Why? Because he won't. Got it? Yes or no? That might be ugly. It's the truth, guys. Buddha. Was Buddha the Son of God? Somebody tell me. No. Well, why should I follow him when Jesus is the Son of God? Why should I preach him when Jesus is the Son? Y'all listen to me. Say. Was just thinking good, happy thoughts the Son of God? Say. No. Why should I preach that? Preach Jesus. Y'all hearing me today? Okay. Why? Because he's Lord. Because I've done a 180. Not going no other way. Not going to preach no other way because there ain't no other way. Amen. But all that heard him were what? Amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem? And did he not come here for that same intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? Wow. But Saul increased more in what? Strength. And he confounded the Jews, which dwelt at Damascus. Oh, I love this right here. Proving that this is the very who? Christ. Nothing will prove more that Jesus is the Christ than our 180. Did you hear me? You can go to Rockingham today and still find people that knew me back when. And I'm not who I was back when. I ain't perfect. Ain't arrived yet. But I'm still on my 180 trip. You hear me say? That's it, baby. Don't turn back. Y'all say that with me. Don't turn back. One more time. Don't turn back. Back, any man having put his hand to the plow and looking what? Back is not what? Fit for the kingdom of God. Who said that? Jesus. Amen? Come on. He suffered for Jesus. He became the hunted instead of the hunter. He had a target on him. They wanted him dead. Hey guys, I don't like it when people don't like me. I'd like everybody to like me. I don't understand it. It should not surprise me that Satan wants to eat my lunch. It shouldn't surprise you that Satan wants to eat your lunch if you're a follower of Christ and you want to live for Christ. It shouldn't shock me that I've had the difficulties in my life. Why should it shock me? Oh, you've had such a hard life. I had a note this week, and I thank God for it. People have been nice and all this kind of stuff. But guys, don't feel sorry for me. You're listening to me, yes or no? Come on! Jesus said if they hated me, they're going to good chance hate you too. But we ought not be hateful. Ourselves. You understand? We shouldn't be hateful. We shouldn't be, you know, shoving and ramming stuff down people's throat and being like that, belligerent in our Christian life. Of course not. But if we live for Christ, the Bible says, you surely shall suffer. Guess what the word was? Persecution. It's going to happen, guys. Y'all listening or not? Amen. Come on. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to what? They had some little meetings to talk about him. I'm sure my name's been brought up at little Bible studies before, but that's all right. Listen, but their laying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him, to kill him, to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by a wall in a what? In a basket. This is a crazy message. It's real life. 180. What is it for you? Is it a 360? Oh yeah, I believe. But you're just right back there where you
Is that what you're doing? Or is it
no looking back? Amen? Say. Y'all hear me today? Good word for our heart. Are we done, Raji? I never know when you're done. Have you called Jesus Lord? Amen. We'll just stop right there. Are you obeying Jesus' command to follow Him? Let's stand together. Come on. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Woo! Did I tell you I was...